This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
You don't just live in your home, you live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
This is Sex, Lies, and Spray Tans with me, Cheryl Burke, an iHeartRadio podcast. Hey guys, welcome back to Sex, Lies, and Spray Tans, where you get your fix of all things Dancing with the Stars related. I have been getting tons of inquiries about bringing on more pro dancers, especially the OGs. So may your wish be my command. Just call me the fairy godmother, as there's so much to cover with my next guest who is an OG or was supposed to be one, considering her partner, who she was assigned to for season one, backed out mid-training period prior to the premiere of the show. I am beyond excited as there is a lot to cover because not only did you have tons of fan questions for my next guest, but I've got some as well. Okay. With 11 whole seasons under her belt, we have a lot to look back on, especially since we knew each other during our competitive ballroom days. And fun fact, her first husband was one of my first dance coaches ever who I had competed with in the Pro-Am American Smooth Youth Division back in my heyday. Small world, right? You know my next guest for her strict style of teaching, her witty personality, and her impeccable dancing skills. Please welcome the first pro dancer with that red fiery hair of hers. Everyone, give a warm welcome to the gorgeous Anya Trebunskaya to the show. Welcome to Sex, Lies, and Spray Tans, my friend. Woo! How are you?
I am so excited to be here. I've been listening and watching you do it. And this is kind of fun. I think you're doing a fantastic job.
Oh, thank you. And yeah, I thank you for the love and support. Honestly, there hasn't been a lot of that within the dancing community, I would say. So you have definitely stood out in that sense. And I really, truly, from the bottom of my heart, appreciate it. So thank you.
It's my pleasure.
So speaking of you, like my transition.
Okay. Yes. Very nice.
So I've been stalking you, not so much on social media, but I've been digging. Just call me a journalist.
I love it.
And I almost know a lot more than I did, right? So that's a good thing. But my listeners don't. So I want you to take us back to when little Anya Trebunskaya.
I had a therapy session yesterday when we did some regression stuff. And I went back into me being not even a toddler. And we were going through some with my coach, the lady that was doing it, through some relationship with my mother and some of the things, how that relationship and some of the things that happened way early on that I don't even remember, because we remember starting about 3 years old. We start to kind of remember, but anything before that, it's really kind of, it's you can get there with a specialist. So it was, and how it actually affected my health.
So you were born in Russia.
Yes.
Right?
Very true.
And you were there till you were 17.
So I moved to United States at 17 after I graduated high school, but I first came to US at 15. And my mom was thinking to bring me to US because she moved 3 years prior, right? She moved earlier than me. And she brought me here, and she already owned a dance studio at that time. But she said, you know what? I'm not crazy about the school system in New York City, because that's where we lived, as I would have to go to public. I would have to go to public school in Queens, which is, I love Queens. I lived in Astoria, which is a Greek neighborhood, amazing Greek food. But that time, my mom said, your school in Russia is so good that I want you to graduate high school there. And then, so I came over the summer. I came for 3 months when I was 15. I danced, I took private lessons. No, I worked a little bit at the studio as a receptionist, did not know an envelope from a stamp. I mean, literally had to be taught language, didn't speak the language. And then came back again at 16. And then finally at 17, moved.
So how did you, so your mother got you into dancing, correct? Like she was, was she considered a dance mom?
Yes and no. She was, my mom is a very practical woman. If not for my mom, I wouldn't be in this country. I wouldn't get to where I got just because I would have gotten somewhere else, but now where I'm at or where I was, if not for my mom.
Yeah, no, same.
That is 100% clear for me. So I'm forever grateful. She was a dance mom because she wasn't though, because she was a dance coach. So she was my first coach. And there were other, you know, 50 maybe in Russia. In my dance studio, there was maybe 50 kids, 70 kids of different ages.
Yeah.
And she was the head coach.
Right. Was that difficult for you guys in your relationship?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Hard to separate it, right?
It was hard for me. My mom still remembers the story when I was about maybe 6 or 7 and my mom was teaching a group class and there are other 30 kids and I'm one of them, right? Like school. So I go, mom. So she took me aside and I said, listen, I am your mom, but here you two call me Irina Vladimirovna. I am not your mother here. There are other children that I'm coaching to and you need to respect that. So I went.
In front of everyone?
She took me aside.
Okay, good.
Not in front of everyone. No. Good. My mom's cool like that, but it was still like.
No, she was like, yeah, she had a boundary.
Very strong boundaries. So at 6 or 7, I was like, so then I run to my grandmother in tears because my grandmother used to bring me to dance and pick me up. And I go, she's not my mom anymore. She said to call her Irina Vladimirovna, man. She's not my mother anymore. I mean, like, that's how I translated it.
No, but that's normal. Right? Yeah, no, I hear you. Was your father present?
So my mom and my dad divorced when I was 3. So he wasn't really present like a co-parent, like the American version of co-parenting or divorced parents that still co-parent.
Yeah, well, not nowadays. That never happened in the 80s.
I know.
Of course you know.
Now I know.
I can't. Oh, my goodness.
So, my mother was a very strong Russian woman, very proud. And they used to be dance partners and they broke up and then they broke up. They broke up personally first and then they broke up as dance partners and blah, blah, blah. I mean, I could go into that whole history, but I probably should have signed a release from my mom. Have her sign the release.
Totally. She can always join.
Yeah.
So did she say to you, did she have to convince you to come here? Or because I'm sure you had your set of friends. I mean, you were in, you know, you lived there for longer than just a few years. Like
Coming back to my father, which I think is an important point. Okay. I didn't really have a relationship with my dad until mom moved to United States. I was 14 and I went to dance and practice and study in his dance studio.
God, so both of them were competitive ballroom dancers.
Both of them were competitive ballroom dancers. My stepdad was a competitive ballroom dancer. My stepsister was a third in U.S. in smooth. My uncles were very big in Russian folk dance in our region of Russia. And like my stepmom was a ballroom dancer at some point as an amateur. So it's like a whole family. It's like a traveling circus of dancers.
Are you the only child?
For my mother, yes.
Got it. Got it. Okay.
Explains
so
a lot.
This is fascinating because, okay, this all makes sense now. Like, because you are, unless you want to retrain your brain, you are who you're raised by, you know? So it is, it's called ancestral trauma, but it doesn't have to be a bad thing. It's also a good thing for something, you know, it depends on how, what your perspective is, obviously, but there is ways of like switching that pattern, which I would like to say I'm currently doing, but it's going to take more than one lifetime, unfortunately, but it is, it
well,
is,
let's hope Cheryl,
it's interesting. Well, yeah, well, no, I don't, I'm good with one. I'll come back as my Frenchie though. Cause damn, is she spoiled. But when you came to where you, did you have any resentment for having like your mother saying, let's move, like move to America, knowing that maybe you had, you know, your relationship with your father? Did your mom know about that relationship with your father?
Yes, of course. Of course. She was like, hey, dude, I didn't bother you or ask you for anything for years, but now I'm leaving. I need you to keep an eye on her.
Got it.
Again, I was 14.
Of course.
That's when the trouble starts, right? So I was 14 going on 44.
For sure, especially in the dance world, right?
Mm-hmm. So my dad kept an eye on me. I wasn't, you know what?
You're a good girl, Anya.
I was such a good girl. I was too good.
You've always been a good girl.
I was too proper and prim, right? I was like, when I was 14, I acted like I was 44. I acted like I already had kids and grandkids. You know what I mean? Like, I was so... this is what I do. This is what I do. This is what I do. But it was also my survival mechanism, because when your life is out of control, what else can you control? Your environment.
It's also the culture, the way that you were raised
culture,
too.
Yeah,
that's
sure.
why all you guys that really focus, like especially like Russians, Ukrainians, that's why they're so good at what they do. Because, you know, it is part of your culture to be so determined and focused. And it's admirable. Like I, you know, I would say that I am, but not to that extent. You know, I would say that I'm very obsessed and OCD about certain things, but not in the way that you guys turn it into so into a skill, right? Into like an art. And it's pretty fascinating to watch. So if this is too personal, what I'm about to ask, please feel free just to say you're not comfortable talking about it, but I'm going to talk about quickly,
right now.
Just quickly. No, it's not that. I don't think it's not going to be as, look, the war Russia versus, you know, Ukraine. Do you still have family in Russia?
Yes.
Are they okay?
They're totally fine. They are not in the region where they would be in harm.
Got it. Did you notice any turmoil or tension between the dancers as far as, because there's lots of Russians, there's lots of Ukrainians in the dance world. And I know you're still involved in the competitive world.
Somewhat. Yeah. I mean, I have a dance studio.
Yes.
People that work at my studio are from Kyiv. They are from Ukraine. They're lovely couples. They've been with us for almost 6 years.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they would come to the studio when all this started and they didn't sleep for weeks. And I would say, how's it going? How are your parents? Are everybody safe? And what's happening? And I care for them. And I care for their loved ones. And then they ended up bringing their mom and their dad and sister. Mom and dad went back, strangely enough, but the sister is still here. And, you know, how can we help? What can we do? I mean, for me, I look at it as people are people, and I'm going to take care and protect, emotionally protect as well, right?
Of course.
Can't be physically there doing stuff, but these are my people, regardless of where they're from. Mm-hmm. They're mine. Like, I already consider them as my work family. They're my colleagues. So all of the dancers that are from the Ukraine that were affected, I'm just happy that they're here.
Yeah.
And that they're actually able to help their loved ones and their relatives. And some of them brought them here and get them out of harm's way. So, politically, I don't think I should comment.
No, it's fine.
We all
no,
have
I just wanted
opinion.
To make sure that you were okay and that you're, because we haven't.
I'm okay. I know, again, friends of friends that happen to be there, that used to live in Russia and moved to Ukraine, and how it's just a mess. Yeah. It's a big mess.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. That's a great outlook on this whole mess, really, right? Like, what can you do other than just, be with your loved ones, regardless of where you're from, it makes no difference. I'm sorry for any emotions that may have arise, but emotions are good.
Thank you. Emotions are fine.
Emotions are great. I'm still learning this. Crying is okay. It's good for you.
Yeah. This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
Have you been thinking about LASIK but not sure if you're a candidate? Just go to LASIK.com/quiz and take our free candidacy quiz. In just a few minutes, you'll know if LASIK is likely right for you. And if it is, we'll connect you with experienced LASIK doctors in your area. Start your journey towards 20/20 vision. Take our free candidacy quiz at LASIK.com/quiz. Yeah, LASIK.com. Easy to remember, so you know where to start.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
Let's move on to Jonathan Roberts, my very first American Smooth dance teacher ever.
Yes. So I saw him competing at United States Nationals, and he saw me competing. And I remember Babette's dress, and I remember seeing their outfits and going, oh, their outfits are good. They're high quality. And me and my partner at the time, we were competing from New York. We both lived in New York.
Okay.
We got fourth in U.S. Rising Star National.
Right.
And Jonathan Roberts stayed in the 24.
Right.
Just respect.
Go ahead and just rub it in. Why don't you?
And then he remembered seeing me in the final.
Of
because
course.
I was like dancing for 4 days in a row in the same bright yellow dress. Like, you couldn't miss me. I was like,
did you have your red hair?
My hair wasn't just red, Cheryl. They were orange.
Of course, just like our
they
skin.
They were like a fruit, that color.
Can you get to the good part?
The good part is when he found out that I don't have a partner, he actually called the studio where my mom taught, and he spoke to my mom first. And he said, I would like to speak with Anna. And she said, oh, she's in Russia now. She's having tryouts. And he was like, oh, well, my name is Jonathan Roberts. You know how professional he is.
Very.
Blah, blah, blah. I would like to have a tryout with her. So my mom actually arranged it.
Okay. So your mom must have approved at first without, did she know of him?
No. She's like, I have no idea who you are, but where do you live? He's like, California. She goes, well, tryout would be in New York. He said, that's not a problem. I'll come to New York. It's cool.
I love that.
It was right before Christmas. So we get to New York.
So was it like love at first sight or no?
No, absolutely not.
Okay.
No, Jonathan Roberts is like yourself.
For him, for his sight it was. But
no, it wasn't. No.
Are you sure?
Like, absolutely. It was actually kind of like, who's this guy and who's this beat?
No, he would never say that.
He would never say that, but he thought it.
He was probably like, who's this very confident young woman up here with her ego so involved that maybe she's just insecure, you know? You got to have compassion for her.
Which he did, a lot of it, actually, I have to say. He's very compassionate.
Oh my God.
He's a very compassionate person.
Oh, I wish I could tell this story, but I can't. But go ahead. I'm sure he told you.
Anyway, we'll flip it next time.
We're not flipping shit. I'll tell you in private. Go ahead.
So I show up. I look gorgeous. We start dancing. And I, okay, let's try this. And we tried. And I said to him, you know, your dance style and my dance style completely don't match. And it doesn't feel good right now. But I think you and I look good together. So let's give it a shot.
Wow. In that same tone.
Exactly. And here was this really handsome guy who was really nice. And he was very confident. And I could see right away his work ethic was no BS. I'm like, this guy knows what he wants. He's going to work for it. And he's going to be professional. And after the previous partners that I had, I was like, okay, I could do stuff with this person, even if it's not at the level where I would like it to be now, but I could see the potential. I could see his work ethic, my work ethic. We have the same path.
When did it get intimate?
I mean, when he started being really nice and take care of me, and he took me shopping to the mall because he felt so sorry for me, because I came literally with a bag this big. And he said, is there anything else? I said, no, that's it.
Light packer. I'm kidding.
At the time, now you should see my closet. I mean, it's ridiculous.
Wait, but so what year was this when you guys met versus it being
2000? 2000 we met, and things started to progress in pretty fast. By 2001 we started dating.
Okay.
By like 2001, I think like March, April, we started to go, oh, that's interesting. I want to see you in other ways than just
correct.
My dance partner.
Bare ass
but
naked.
I mean, let's just say Jonathan is a I heard that. Jonathan is a wonderful, wonderful man.
Oh, he's amazing. I was going to say that.
Perfect. Like, he's perfect.
No such thing. I never thought he was perfect.
However,
but close.
Close to perfection. And when he was younger, when we started dancing together, he was so handsome. I remember people used to call him Superman.
No, he is. Yeah, he was and is. He's got a great bone structure. Now,
that
also,
bone structure and the you know, the shoulders.
I'm just talking about this bone muscles. Structure, but yeah.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
Have a ton of questions about LASIK? You're not alone. That's why we created LASIK.com, one place where you can go to find every answer to every question on your mind. Like, how much does LASIK cost? How long does recovery take? How do I find a doctor? If you've been thinking about LASIK, go to LASIK.com now. Yeah, LASIK.com. Easy to remember, so you know where to start.
LASIK. LASIK.com.
Okay, so then Dancing with the Stars, 2005.
Yes.
When were the auditions? 2004?
Yes. No, 2005. Wasn't first season 2005?
I wasn't a part of it, but yes, it was.
Yes, so
I just did a rewatch.
It was a summer.
Correct.
They auditioned both Jonathan and I.
Okay, so how did this come about? Though I know, but go ahead and tell me who your partner. I can't believe no one's asked you this. Who the hell dropped out mid rehearsal period before the premiere? Who was your partner?
Thomas Calabra.
Okay, and so why did he quit?
That's a good question.
And no one's ever done that before.
It was the first season. Nobody knew what was going on. You know, they didn't know how it's going to be. So I honestly don't know why he quit. He didn't tell me, and I haven't spoken to him since, ever.
But so you could probably get a vibe. Was he nervous? Did he think it was going to be different?
He was nervous, yeah. And I think he felt like it was going to be making fun of him. Aww. And yeah.
Were you too hard on him, Anya?
Of course I was.
That's why I saw you in the how-tos during the rewatch. I was like, why the hell is she not on the show? But then here she is dancing with freaking Louis. Like, I don't get it. Got it now.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you guys put your competition life on hold, which isn't easy because it takes time to establish yourself as a competitor, for my listeners who don't know. And you stop that. You go and you do this thing. First of all, you have no idea what you're getting yourself into. Mm-hmm. On top of it all, you're making less money than you've ever probably made within the last, decade, right? Like the money does not equal to what you have made as a professional dancer, point blank. Like you can't 100%. Teach because it's so time consuming, but then you both get the job, which is rare, right? Because it was how many people were auditioning at this point?
Not so many people, honestly, were auditioning for the first season. Because they contacted-
As far as pro dancers.
Yes, because they contacted a lot of people. They contacted all the finalists, and most of the finalists said, I'm a serious competitor. What is this stuff? I'm not going to waste my... And for how much you paying me? I'm not doing that.
Right.
I mean, I feel like people who were in the first season, like Alec and Edita and Charlotte Jorgensen and Louis and Ashley Costa.
Del Jonathan, Grosso at that time.
Yeah, Ashley Del Grosso at the time. I think... We all took a chance on the show because, like you said, we put our life on hold. We weren't paid the same as we would be doing something else, doing our regular gig. And here we are, we made it. And I was a fierce competitor. Like, competitions was my life.
I know.
That's all I needed. Yeah. That's all I wanted. It was a lifestyle. It was like... Finally, I get to do it on this high level, this girl from Chelyabinsk, Russia, with not that many opportunities. So now we are U.S. champions in Rising Star, Jonathan and I. We are U.S. finalists in Pro Latin, which at the time was Slavik and Karina, Michael and Beata, Alexander Gisha and
I remember I was
Paul
part of this
Green.
Era but not your era but yes
right and then and like somehow we made that final
yeah for sure yeah I will never forget it. And by the way, so was this something you did not want to do then? Was it Jonathan that convinced you to do Dancing with the Stars?
He was more enthusiastic about it for sure.
Why was he already thinking of the retiring, or like not, was he obviously not happy?
I think he wanted to try different avenues. He wanted to explore different things, which is great. And I'm glad that we did it. I wouldn't say he had to convince me very much, because he said, hey, let's do, because we were supposed to do it together, right? And we got hired to do it together.
Yes.
So we were like, hey, we're going to do this together. It's this one season in the summer. We can still go do our nationals. Afterwards, it doesn't affect, because we didn't know if it's going to go into this 30-something season or it's going to stay just as one special.
Right. Did it affect your relationship? Because it was out of your control. Obviously, your partner backed out, and then you had all this time, right?
Yes.
Because you can't ballroom dance without Jonathan.
Yes. So I was hanging around basically L.A., and we moved from San Jose to L.A. to do this thing.
Not too far.
Not too bad, but hung around. And then I ended up going back to
San Jose. Here and there.
Did a how-to here and there.
Did you help Jonathan and Rachel?
A smidge. Just here and there. Wasn't like particularly helping too much. He's so self-sufficient. He can do everything. So, yeah.
So what was it like for you? Did you feel resentment? Did you feel like, because it's normal, right? Like, we're human.
I didn't feel resentment. Maybe that's too strong of a word. I just felt like, well, what do I do now? Like, I felt like I was in the vacuum, honestly.
Yeah.
I felt in the vacuum. I felt like, well, I can't leave, really. I can't, like, go to Russia.
But you could teach. Did you teach still?
So I was teaching. Yeah, I absolutely did that. I hung around LA for a little bit, and then I drove back in our car, and then went back to teaching my regular students. And
and Melrose Place can suck it. I'm kidding.
Yes.
No, well, not, because then you dance with another one. But we're gonna get there. Okay, so I am just gonna hit you with this.
Okay.
Why did you and Jonathan? Because, by the way, so like I said, I've known Jonathan forever, and I never, out of every single person who's been romantically involved in the industry, you guys would be the last, you know, couple I would ever think would go their separate ways. But by the way, that's okay, right? We all evolve. What happened?
From the tip of the iceberg is Jonathan is older than me, and he was always ahead of me in a life curve. So when he said to me, let's do Dancing with the Stars, and I said, well, we should stay competing. He's like, no, but let's do this. Then 3 years later, I go, yeah, he was right. We need to be doing Dancing with the Stars. So it was always like, I was always behind him 3-4 years. Mm-hmm. And I think at some point it gotten, well, I know exactly the point where I was 28, 29. He was already in his late 30s, right? 36, 37, pushing 40.
Okay.
And he said, it's time for us to have children. And I said, I'm not ready to have children. It, me being Russian, you know how Jonathan is. He's like, you know, like, we got to cross all the T's and put the dots on the E's, right? So it's, we have the house, we have the career, we have the car, we have another car, let's have children. And I was about to enter season 10.
Oh.
And I was like, not ready. I'm not ready to have this right now. I am at the peak of my career. Yeah. I am at the peak of my technical and physical performance, because I do think that my dancing throughout Dancing with the Stars improved.
Interesting. I think mine got worse, but that's fascinating. We'll talk about that, because that's great. My teaching and my skills, like my communication through my mouth, got better, but.
Yes, obviously, we all improved in that. My teaching obviously improved. My being able to choreograph and customize a dance specifically for that person improved, because before it was competitive routines, right?
And competitive vocabulary.
Syllabus is syllabus in Latin American dancing, ballroom dancing.
I love me some syllabus.
Smoother rhythm or whatever. So I was ready, like, I'm not ready. I'm just hitting this, like,
peak.
I'm just speaking now. It's like, no, I'm not ready. So I think that was a big one, because he felt like, well, isn't that what we're supposed to do now?
Does he have kids?
He does. He has two girls.
Got it. Okay.
Yeah. So that was one of the reasons. And my saying, I'm not ready, that's not what I want right now, was interpreted to him that that's not what I want.
Like the marriage in general?
The children.
Okay. But it didn't mean like forever.
Yes. But he was already in his mind. He's like, I've achieved everything I wanted to achieve. I won the US title. By the time he already won the US title, I got this. Let's do this, wife. And I was like, but I haven't gotten I'm feeling at my absolute professional best right now. I would like to see how far I can take me before I can have kids.
And how old were you when this happened?
Like season 10? 28,
oh my
29.
God. Jesus, you're so young.
I mean, we got married when I was 22.
Wow.
I was young in general. I was just
so
young.
So did he give you an ultimatum then?
It wasn't an ultimatum, but I think he got very sad about it. Mm-hmm. And then also the other thing that and I cannot speak for him. It's
of course
just
not.
My perception. That's how I feel. Is the fact that I was getting hired back on Dancing with the Stars and he wasn't.
Oh yeah, that must. I was going to ask you that. Like that can't be easy.
So it's that feeling of yet again, she's the most successful one. Yet again, she's the star.
Yeah.
Because remember when we were dancing, when we started dancing, I was already in my own right, in Rising Star, professional US finalist.
Right.
And
right,
he was two levels below me.
And he was the one that wanted to dance with you. And it was a whole thing, right? Like it's a whole.
And we got there. And when I started dancing with him competitively, I dropped big time in my results, which I was like, it's okay. I'm 20. Like I have time. And sure
was he
enough,
your first professional partner though?
Second.
Oh shit.
Yeah.
How much did you drop as far as placement goes?
So let's say in the Rising Star we got into semifinals.
Okay.
But not fourth, third in the final, right? So that's a huge drop.
Right. And then you hear it because like for my listeners, you know, this is a serious thing that we're talking about. I know it sounds like you guys have zero clue what we're saying. Rising Star, amateur, open, gold. It makes no sense to you guys. But like we are like Olympians and this is we have competitions year round. And this is what we do. We rhinestone our dresses if we have to. I mean, I dance on the streets for money. Everything like was ballroom dancing. Like there was nothing else on my mind. It was like
absolutely
lessons, diets, freaking cut my hair off. Okay, let's do this. Like how do we stand out? And it was and I went through a lot of partners, but this was my freaking life. There was no other. I didn't see further or beyond ballroom.
Correct. Yes.
So I just want my listeners to hear that perspective because it is it's very tech. It sounds like technical, but like this is why I believe that, you know, the show is also where it is today because of that foundation we had as a however many of us. Right. There was like I would say the initial 10 to 15 of us really put it as far as like this is ballroom. I mean, like I said with Edita, you know, I believe maybe it wasn't completely directly teaching anyone. I'm not trying to school anyone. But I believe that we helped the glam team and we figured it out, right? Like, and they also helped us tone it down a little bit.
Yeah. They made us a little bit more TV and we made them a lot more ballroom.
Right. Like, let's not, like, you know, nothing falls off our heads.
Yeah.
we glue our hair with eyelash glue that smells like horse shit. Like, that's what we do.
Absolutely.
Okay. So then Jerry Rice comes in your life.
Yes.
And he's a neighbor of my family's.
Uh-huh. We did dance and practice.
I know. I was going to ask you.
At your studio, at your house. Yeah.
You know, you dance on my... Okay, so I know this sounds crazy, guys, but this is not me. It's my mother and my father, my stepdad. Okay, we have a ballroom in our house. Yes, I said it. Ballroom.
It's beautiful.
It's gigantic beautiful. And it's ridiculous. But my mother loves her Filipino tea parties. Shout out to Sherry Burke. Okay. So then Jerry Rice is on the show and voila, he was small world. We all like, they live within a 5 mile radius. And not only do you rehearse at my house, but you rehearse at my very first dance studio I've ever stepped foot in a ballroom dance shoot before Imperial Dance Club.
Yes.
So can you tell me about your chemistry first with Jerry? I know you didn't know him.
I had no clue who he was. Absolutely.
Do you think that helps? Because that same, I don't know anybody. So did that help you?
I think it helped. Because immediately the relationship towards him was established as he's my student. I'm a professional. I'm his teacher. I'm his coach. This is what we do. You listen to what I say. And with Jerry was that black and white. Yes.
And you prefer, I mean, you've danced with a lot of people say, oh, Cheryl always gets the athletes. You've danced with, as far as like the ratio goes, you've been with 11 people and most of them have been athletes.
Yeah. If you look at the ratio. Yes.
I did.
Had more athletes.
Yes.
Yeah. I love it.
So I'm very, very, very detailed over here. So it was a very professional relationship. He wasn't the like most rhythmical, would you say? Like how did he take the embarrassment? Did he ever feel embarrassed? Did he ever feel like discouraged? Or did he have that mentality of, you know, we're just going to one step at a time?
One step at a time.
I love that.
He didn't get to where he got 20 years in football being MVP and all that good stuff, the GOAT and everything, by getting frustrated about little things.
You're right.
And I think he had a very good perspective that Dancing with the Stars is, as much as it was a lot of fun and it seemed like a huge deal at the time, like he already got his Super Bowls. And
Albert Reed was your next partner. Did you ever have the hots for him?
I mean, he was extremely good looking, wasn't he?
I mean, you tell me, I mean, yes, obviously I'm not blind. Yes.
I mean, he was gorgeous.
And?
I was married. And when I saw him,
that doesn't mean
I was
you
like,
can't say that he was handsome.
Oh, so handsome. Ridiculously handsome. I was like, nobody's allowed to be this handsome.
Straight, right?
Yes. Yes, and straight.
That must have not been easy for Jonathan.
He held it really well together. I have to say, Jonathan held all his whatever. He never gave me stuff. Yeah.
That's he kept great. It.
Yes, he was very supportive. Well, so yeah. He was smart. You know what? If he would have been giving me some jealousy issues, I think.
But look at the way he was raised, right? With a solid, he was solid. That has everything to do with it, too. And it really does. And I admire Jonathan for his patience. Do you think that because he's so nice, right? Really, he's so secure. Like, I get the psychology behind it. Do you believe that that was the reason why he may have not been asked back? Because, you know, the show wants the bad boy of ballroom. You know, they want those types of dancers. It just is what it is.
He wasn't the best TV in that sense, yes.
So, Jonathan and you did what season together before he stopped being on the show?
Season 2.
That was it?
No. Season with Albert and then season with Steve Guttenberg.
Oh God, Steve Guttenberg. Is it true that Steve Guttenberg would want to rehearse so much? Because this was before we had rules, right? Meaning the 4 hours allocated for every day of rehearsal. I used to book 15-hour days, like just out of just straight BS.
Why not?
Yeah, because you could. Third Street, 12 hours. All right, let's go. Would Steve Guttenberg fall asleep in the dance studio?
He brought his yoga mats to stretch.
That's normal.
And he might have taken a few naps, yes.
But he never slept over at night.
No.
Oh, I heard that. Okay.
Maybe I don't remember. You know, I have selective memory.
The same. I mean, don't we all? And what is memory? As Edita said, she's right.
If somebody said that he slept, if some of the producers said that he slept in the studio, maybe they remember it better. I mean, they filmed everything. They would know.
Kind of. Chuck Liddell. Oh. I saw TMZ footage of you. I feel like I'm like full on, like, I feel like I am interrogating you right now. Chuck Liddell, were you intimidated by him?
Absolutely.
Really?
Absolutely. When I first saw
him. But did you know him?
No. But then somebody told, you know, the producers gave you a little spiel like a day before, or sometimes with Chuck, it was a few hours before.
Got it.
The few hours before they said, this is your partner, I'm like, who it is? So I'm looking him up and I go, oh my God. So I walked into an MMA training studio, club, whatever, gym, MMA gym. And here he is. And I'm just like, I mean, he looks like a murderer. I mean, he looks like a killer, right?
Oh my God.
And I told that to him.
Did
to
he
his
have
face.
A smile on his face at all? Or no, he was not happy.
I mean,
happy.
It's kind of an intimidating smile, too.
He's such a big teddy bear, though, isn't he?
Yes. So once I got to know him and know his personality, I go, oh, he's cool.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level.
Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
Have a ton of questions about LASIK? You're not alone. That's why we created LASIK.com, one place where you can go to find every answer to every question on your mind. Like, how much does LASIK cost? How long does recovery take? How do I find a doctor? If you've been thinking about LASIK, go to LASIK.com now. Yeah, LASIK.com. Easy to remember, so you know where to start.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
So season 10, this was not your last season on the show.
No,
this was,
no.
But this was your last amazing season on the show. Meaning like you were definitely the ones, the ringers in my eyes. I believe that every Vegas, like whatever bets that they have, which they do constantly, you were definitely up there with Nicole Scherzinger, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
Was there a part of you, because you came so close with Jerry Rice as well, was there a part of you that was like, ugh, like it was, why? Like, why couldn't we just?
I was frustrated, slightly bit bitter. And I realized this was my chance. That didn't happen. I knew why it didn't happen. I looked back at the season and I went through all the sort of in my mind. I'm quite good at self-reflection. And I go, okay, that makes sense. And mind you, with Jerry Rice, I didn't think we were going to win. I didn't even think we were going to be in the final.
That's
so
true.
When we got to the final and we got second, I was like, oh my gosh, Jerry, kudos to you, because that's all you. That was all you. That was your fan base that pulled you through. That was your
charm. You got to give yourself some credit, Anya.
Your charm. I did my spiel. I did my stuff. I trained him the best that I could.
Yes.
But I'm also realistic. You can only do so much with what you got.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's all good. With Evan, I was, I felt, especially in the beginning of the season, I felt like I really got a shot. Because prior to this, the figure skater, Christy Yamaguchi, did so good. Mm-hmm. And this is the guy that's just came out of Olympic medal that just happened like a weeks ago. He just won. Like everybody in
he's
the world.
He's America's sweetheart. Yes.
He's an America's sweetheart. And not just. Everybody knows who Evan Lysichuk is.
Mm-hmm.
Nicole Scherzinger, phenomenal, multi-talented, driven. But, I mean, not everybody
Pussycat doll.
Not everybody knew who that is, right?
I
knew who it was. As I knew her music, we danced to her music, right? So, yeah. Of course we knew.
And she danced to her music.
She did. I danced to her music too on season 10, Tango with Evan.
Why do you think you guys didn't win?
Multiple factors. I think there was miscommunication on my and Evan's part from the very beginning of
like?
What the end goal was. My end goal with him, I saw this in my mind, this stallion that could run the race and win the race. So I was pushing him like that, and he just won his race. He just got his gold. This was fun for him. This was him doing, I mean, as fun as an Olympian can have, you know, he's fun.
Right.
He's a little fun.
Right.
It was him doing something completely different, trying dancing, trying all these different styles and costumes. He's very artistic.
Yes.
He's a very artistic guy. So it was more of an artistic exploration for him and having fun. Then for me, it was, okay, now is the real deal. Let's go. Let's do this. So our mindsets in the middle of a competition, especially when we started to get tired from all the traveling, started clashing, because he was like, I was like, I need you in rehearsal on Sunday night or Monday night so we can, because I knew we were going to make it to the final, so we can prep.
So he was doing Stars on Ice, where you guys were on tour. Yeah, so it's similar to like what most of the skaters do, like Charlie White and Merrill and all of them. And you're traveling with them. You probably only have the odd hours in the hotel lobby at 6 a.m. freaking trying to get his attention, but he's yawning every 2 seconds, like stuff like that. Like it's really hard because you're traveling cross country. You got to come back for camera blocking. You have no freaking clue where you're going to pull it out of your ass because you're like, I barely rehearsed with this guy. And he's not a dancer in that sense. Like I don't believe skaters it doesn't help for me. I don't think it helps because they have zero hip action. They have zero sense of the floor. Like it is correct. It's
and
not
timing.
The same thing.
They don't dance to the rhythm. Would they like
it's,
our
no.
counts 5, 6, 7, 4 and 1, 2 and 3 and 4.
But think about settling the hip. Yeah, no, especially because Evan was not a partner skater. He didn't have a partner.
No.
But you did do it. And the thing is, now that you know maybe a little, has your perspective changed as far as, okay, the show is more than just a dance competition?
Oh, yeah, 100%.
So do you feel like if you guys did All Stars, how would you approach it differently, let's say?
I would have a conversation with him early on and be more transparent. Mm. And say, this is what I want out of this partnership.
Yeah.
And what do you want?
Right.
And mind you, I was 29 and he was 24.
Oh, God. He was also partying. We were partying our asses off back then. Let's be real. But he also just won a gold medal.
Yes. He's like draining. Like he is exhausting himself. Of course, by the time I get to he's kind of like, where's my coffee? You know.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
But mind you, he's extremely professional.
No, for sure.
Very professional. He was still very strong. And then the last few weeks, I think it became the most important 2 weeks of a Dance with the Stars competition became sort of the
tension package.
The tension package because we did not communicate early enough and because I did not communicate early
Can
enough.
Can you tell my listeners what the hell you're talking about, please?
Well, you know, last
so in the,
show,
the packet, they're very aware of packages. They're very aware of tension packages, and that's what happened with you guys. But they didn't have to air that if they didn't want to.
Correct. The final show, when we were supposed to do the freestyle, there was a moment of us arguing,
which is normal, mind you. How long have you spent 7 days a week now?
Happens. Disagreements happen. But this disagreement happened with me crying and leaving. And I never cried on the show.
What triggered that?
Many things. Frustration. I felt disrespectful. I felt not trusted. I felt like this is not your world. This is my world. Why don't you let me take you to where I think we can go? And he was like, I don't want that. And then finally the truth came out where, well, you know, I don't care so much, actually. And I cared more than he did. So that became like, you know, because you put so much energy and so much heart into it. And like this becomes your world. And here's finally someone that can actually do what you can teach them and can actually lead now. He was able to lead me towards the last few.
But going back to what you said, we spend a lot of time trying to really groom these people to go out there and then say during almost the finale that you don't care. Do you believe that was just coming from insecurity and scare? And he was must have been living in fear, obviously.
I think it came more from exhaustion, to be honest, because the kid was so
You don't think it was his mental state, like saying that, oh, Nicole Scherzinger is going to win anyway, so I'm going to pretend I don't care?
I mean, maybe some of it, but I honestly think when we are tired, we are like, I just don't even care.
I think he cared so much though, Anya. I know that he cared.
Well,
but maybe he wasn't used to necessarily coming in second. You know, I don't know. But like, I do that to myself sometimes when I competed, I was like, oh, it's fine. This is just a stupid, knowing that like, I'm not going to win. And so I'm setting myself up for failure basically, which is not a good way to think either. But I want you to know that I know he cared.
Well, that's good to know after all these years.
What I don't agree with is the questioning and the not trust, because I've been through that as well with partners, that's not a great feeling.
I remember your season with Rob Kardashian, and I remember having this conversation with you when you said I had a conversation with him, and I said, and I remember that, and I was like, crap, this is exactly the conversation that I needed to have with Evan. When you said to Rob, this is my world, this is my job, and this is my career we're talking about. You're going to be back. I'm going to be back next season. You'll be gone. This is your only chance, but this is my ethics. This is my professionalism. And when you act this way, Rob, because you also had some things like that.
Absolutely, with a bunch of people.
Right? But you said it to him, and you confronted him, and I wish I did. And instead, I waited and I was trying to be nice and accommodating. And I felt sorry for him in the way that, oh, this poor guy, he's so tired. And here, blah, 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 blah. I was a little bit mothering him.
Were you intimidated by him at all?
No, it wasn't that. I felt a little bit like I was his, like almost older sister. Like I felt like I was mothering him in a way. Like I wanted
to. You didn't want to be scolding him, basically, is what you're trying to say.
Yeah.
But then you did, and you held it in.
And then it blew up in me ugly crying on camera. And of course, that's the package they choose to show.
But it was the most human thing I've ever seen. No, but
that is very beautiful. Real.
And by the way, this was the tricky thing with you guys, right? Because it was trying to find, it was just the two people, right? Two human beings. Mm-hmm. And he's very much, you know, his mentality was just straight off the freaking podium, right? And some people, like you and Drew Lachey, had very much a sarcastic banter. Some people you don't, like I have it with a bunch of my partners, so you just don't click it as far as like the communication goes, right? And it's like me and a few people I can name, but they're good dancers, but not so good with the, like, how are we going to, how's our chemistry and our like banter and bickering going to stand out from everyone else? What is the real story within our actual partnership? Because it's not just a dance show.
No.
And I think that was until that moment, I almost wish it happened week 6 or 5. Until that moment, it was hard to like, okay, well, who is this couple, right?
Yeah, which is true. Because he was very professional. I was very professional. We were these two competitive drones.
It wasn't relatable.
Doing our job, which is Nicole and Derek were here and there and everywhere, and they made fun of themselves and they were goofy, and then they messed up and then they apologized and he said, no, actually I know how to do it. Look, and they did it again. I mean, they were a little bit more relatable, which was, looking back, another
issue. But you also can't fake it, Anya, right? Like you can't. Either way,
it's not who you are.
Because like you had great chemistry with Drew, we both danced with Drew Lachey for All Stars. How is that experience? Because I didn't really get a chance to talk to you guys because I was with Emmett. He wanted to travel back and forth from Dallas. What was that like?
Loved it. He's really? So funny. He's so
he
sarcastic.
He's an ass, yeah.
He's, but he's also a hard worker and he is respectful. So he knows, okay, you're the coach. You know, with Drew, my mistake at the time was to not realize his true self. And when I started showing his true self a little bit throughout the dance, it was a little bit too late. It was the last 2 weeks. But also his personality, he's not the debonair gentleman. He's like a blue-collar, witty, kind of like...
sarcastic, funny dude.
A little bit of a bad boy, actually. A little bit. He has a vibe. And when I started a little bit rock and roll, and I was like, oh, you are that. So like,
but you are the same though.
Me?
You are very dry and witty, yeah, I would say.
Yeah, that
and sarcastic.
Is true.
That's why I thought this was a brilliant partnership, because I feel like, you know, definitely whether it was Drew that got it out of me, I don't know, but I was nobody. I had no identity when I danced with him. But then as I grew into my own being, I feel like I'm like that. And I do feel like you're similar. And I feel like that was a perfect partnership. Did you guys just give it, like, did you guys banter back and forth? Like, did you give good? Like, were your packages entertaining from, I don't remember. So this was such a long time ago.
I think our packages were real, if anything.
And yeah. Were you guys friends? Back.
We were friends. Yeah.
Cool.
I mean, yeah. And this was my last season that I thought. And then of course I got Gary Busey, which is a whole other podcast, right. Which
no,
we don't
it's not.
Have
we're going to talk
for.
About it quickly. There is an article out right now, actually, about the casting of Adrian Peterson and the controversy, Sean Spicer. They did, you know, BBC, ABC, Dina Katz, Conrad, they were doing like a upfronts, but it wasn't upfronts. I don't forgot what the actual term is, but they were all in this conference center, I would assume, talking about the next season and talking about one of the questions from Variety magazine was, what do you believe that you're casting? Like, does it have anything to do with clickbait, or does it, why do you cast certain people over? They just wanted to know about the casting process. Now, Gary Busey comes on, right? First of all, what was your initial reaction when you found out that he was your partner?
Well, first of all, I wasn't supposed to be on the show anymore.
What do you mean?
I was out of the contract. I was done. I had Amalia. She was about a year and a half. I wasn't on the contract anymore. I got out. So
what happened?
Chain of events. PETA got injured. She had an ankle surgery.
Okay.
So they had to get, they decided to give Allison Holker. PETA was supposed to dance with the guy that Allison ended up dancing with. So they recasted things.
Fast.
And they were like, it had to happen really fast. And they said, wow. Who is in town? And they dialed my number and said, you still in LA? And I said, yes, I am. Would you dance this season from somebody in Los Angeles? And I said, okay, sure. What's the deal? I said, okay, can I just do one season contract? And they're like, yeah, that's no problem. It was Rob Wade.
Rob Wade.
And he said, yeah, no problem. But I do want to, I'll do my best, but I do want to give you a heads up. This is probably one of the toughest celebrities we've ever had. Like, seriously, he's one of the most challenging ones. Are you okay with that, yeah?
And I was like, he just answered his own question for you.
And I was like, yeah, I guess, sure.
Wait, did you have an attorney to help you negotiate your contract?
I had a manager.
Got it.
She helped.
So right away you said, can I just sign a one season deal? And he agreed via phone, over the phone.
Yes. Yes.
And did they stick to that?
Yes.
Good. Okay.
Yes.
And right away you didn't have to think about it? You didn't have to think about what Rob said, like, this is going to be a difficult one?
No, I mean, they're all difficult.
Did you ask him who it was?
I did, and he said, well, we'll let you know in a few days once we have your contract.
Did you have any idea who Gary Busey was when you saw
him? Oh, I knew him. I knew him 100%. I saw him in that Keanu Reeves and Patrick Swayze movie about surfers. Mm-hmm. So I remember him in that, and then I looked back and I go, oh, I saw him in that film and in that film. So I knew he was a fabulous actor. So
yeah,
immediately,
so you were excited.
I was excited, and then immediately I had this respect for him.
Oh, interesting.
And then of course I meet him, and it's Gary as Gary is now, and right. I go, oh, okay, I see what
Gary
you mean.
With head injuries and
traumatic brain injury.
Yeah. So how was that? Because so there, you know. I'm sure that was a lot for you. And I don't take this lightly by any means. And this is where there is a little bit of a, it's for us women, professional dancers, especially, we sometimes, I think when people, especially men who are very good at what they do, when they're put in a vulnerable state, sometimes it isn't pretty.
With Gary, it was never directed at me.
Of course not. It never is.
It was always with him. I felt respected. I felt that he trusted me. He knew I had his back. I was his teammate. and we looked out for each other. There are certain things that the producer, you know, because towards the end of the seasons, towards after a certain time, when I got back with Gary, let's just say, it was, this is the style we want you to dance. This is the music we want you to dance to. We want you to do this. This is the costumes we want you to
Meaning
do.
The producers.
Yes. Yes. We had the whole creative call, blah, 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 la, la, la. And I'm listening to this and I go, okay, well, I'll talk to Gary. And then I talked to Gary. I said, this is what they would like us to do. And he said, I'm not doing this and I'm not doing this and I don't want to do this. And I go back to producer and say, so and so. Gary doesn't want to do it. It's like, well,
but do they expect you to convince him to do it?
Of course. And they said, well, you need to convince him and this is what we have planned. And I'm like, okay, well, I appreciate that. Let me see what I can do. And just if you, FYI, if Gary decides not to do something, Gary doesn't do it.
Of course not. And with anybody, by the way, try telling Terrell Owens that he can't wear his own clothing line when he was promised he could wear it. Okay. So like, this is the thing. And so this is why it is so important to, first of all, like, it is, first of all, important to always have a producer there. I just think that, like, that is something that is very important to feel. Yeah. For me, at least, it was to feel safe in my work environment during certain times. Listen, we all, we're not perfect. None of us. It's like, yes, we all have temper tantrums, whether you're 85 or 5, like, it's going to happen. And, but there needs to be a boundary, right?
Yes.
And did he ever cross the line? This will be the last question before we do rapid fire quickly.
Gary never crossed the line with me.
Great.
With one sense, though, he did do something that I was like, oh, what is that? And I actually had a talk with his wife, and I talked to her and I said, Stephanie, still a wife, just to let you know, this has happened and I'm not sure if I talk about it with Gary. And she's like, I know this is not conventional.
What happened, Anya?
He slapped my butt.
Sorry. I'm uncomfortable. That's why I'm laughing.
And
like,
I was like,
actually slap? Like, was it not part of the routine?
Like, well done, coach. No, at the end of a rehearsal.
Oh, like a football player.
Yes. Well done, coach. And I was like, and then I looked at my field producer and I was like, he's like, yeah. He's like, I was filming it. So then I had to go because, oh, you know, that's not something we do. And he's been filmed. But he didn't think nothing of it. He treated
me
like...
The producer didn't do anything?
I talked to Gary's wife.
Got it.
And I said, Stephanie, this happened. I'm not super comfortable with this.
Of course.
What is it? She's like, it's like, don't think of it twice. He respects you so much.
Yeah.
He's so, like, adores you. This was more like a football player thing. It was like,
So it's just like a tap. Was it a pinch?
It wasn't a pinch. It was a tap. It was a tap.
Okay, cool. Okay.
But again, different generation, different upbringing. And like, that's just not something I do to my clients. So, or my partners, or, you know, I don't, unless like I'm married to them, you know.
Or it's in your routine.
Right. Yes.
Thank you for opening up.
No problem.
Regardless, I think it's very important to have these uncomfortable conversations in general, because look, it can be two things. This show is amazing. It changed our lives, but it's not perfect, right? Like we're not, even as a business, right? And I think we can all, and I just had Kristen Burt on, as you know her very well, I'm sure.
Yeah.
You know, she said it perfectly. She's like, we could have a great show and there could be some constructive criticism that comes along with it. No one
That's
is
fine.
Ever too old or too good for a note. Like,
yes.
And take it or leave it. No one's trying to get you to take it either. You know, it's fine. We're not curing cancer. Anywho, too bad we're not going to get to the TMZ footage of your fun night out.
When I finally let loose, yes.
Finally. You know how long it's been? Like, you talk about a woman who is so healthy. Oh my goodness.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global.
When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
Have a ton of questions about LASIK? You're not alone. That's why we created LASIK.com, one place where you can go to find every answer to every question on your mind. Like, how much does LASIK cost? How long does recovery take? How do I find a doctor? If you've been thinking about LASIK, go to LASIK.com now. Yeah, LASIK.com. Easy to remember, so you know where to start.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
Rapid fire. Mm-hmm. Who falls in love first, celebrity or dancer?
Celebrity.
Out of all five athletes you dance with, which one rehearsed the least?
Jerry Rice.
Huh? Mm-hmm. Really?
He had to go play golf by 12.
I get it. Emma was the same way. Name one thing that the general public may not know about each of your celebrity partners. Jerry Rice. He had to go play golf at 12 o'clock.
Albert Reed. You might know it, you might not know, but he's actually a very talented artist.
Really? Mm-hmm. You still keep in touch with him?
Not really. I follow him on Instagram.
Steve Guttenberg.
Aw. He's one of my mom's favorite actors.
Aw, I love that. Chuck Liddell.
Sweetheart has an accounting degree.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Evan Lysa, check.
Maybe you know, maybe you don't. Big fashionista, has fabulous style and always smells amazing.
His besties with Vera Wang for a while there. Kurt Warner.
Oh, nicest guy ever. Such a good dad. Just something you might not know about him. I mean, he's kind of goofy, actually. He's
really?
Very goofy. He's a little goofy, yeah.
Sugar Ray.
He said that if he would have had ballroom dancing introduced earlier in his life, he would have had a longer boxing career.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Carson Kressley. What don't we know about him?
What don't we know about Carson? He's a very good cook.
Really?
Yeah, he's...
Jack Wagner.
Pretty good singer, devoted dad, and he... Maybe you know about it. He's a recovering alcoholic. So he's been sober mm-hmm. for many, many years.
That's awesome. Yeah. Drew Lachey. It's not just for me. It's for my listeners.
Might not know about him. I mean, the guy can dance. The guy can sing. The guy can teach. He's a Cincinnati boy through and through. He's Ohio all the way. Very intelligent.
People know this.
Intelligent. Yeah. Actually, people might not think that, but oh no.
How tall is he?
you can look it up. Come on.
Gary Busey.
What people might not know about him, he is a really...
I mean, you said it already. He's very, like, he was like very respectful.
Used to be
of your arts.
A football player.
Oh.
In high
Interesting.
School. He was a high school football player.
DWTS Awards, Pro Dancers Only, Biggest Flirt.
like
pro, like all of the ever pro dancers, not necessarily just this last season, but like any pro dancer that's ever been involved on the show. Quickly,
Karina,
best smile.
You, Cheryl, because your dad's dentist.
Most dramatic.
Most dramatic.
You.
Probably me, yeah. I'm pretty dramatic.
Biggest prankster.
Oh, Sasha Farber. Easy.
Who's the most stubborn?
Probably Max and me.
Most competitive? You.
I was very competitive until season with Gary.
Who's the sweatiest? Me and Alan.
Glib.
No.
I think he's pretty sweaty.
Alan is very sweaty, and I'm the sweatiest girl. You guys don't sweat. The girls don't sweat other than me.
You perspire.
I don't smell. I sweat.
It's good, though. It's good detox.
Two fan questions. Mm. Okay. Really quick, because I'm trying to find a good one here. Okay. Hold, please. We're trying to do this. Favorite pro dance that you performed for the results show at Bella Garcia?
Oh, my gosh. That's just not even fair. There are so many. I love them all. I can't answer that.
Just come on. You want me to skip it?
Okay. Hallelujah, Michael Bolton.
That was a good
one. I love that one.
At Miss Sunny Gal, most useful life lesson that being on Dancing with the Stars taught you?
Perfectionism is not helpful.
Or real.
Perfectionism is overrated and let loose and actually be a normal person.
The Sai Dali Hassan, favorite Len memory. This will be your last question.
Favorite Len memory is off the camera, is coming over and hugging and saying, how are you, Anna? No, my favorite, probably said it to everybody, but you're my favorite, you know you're good.
No, he has not said that to everybody.
You know you're good. You like, kind of like, I got you, girl. I see what you're doing. Basically,
and he appreciates it. Yeah,
and he appreciated. Yeah, it's actually off camera, always like, oh, and giving me the biggest hug. That's favorite. Mm-hmm.
And he's like he was the godfather. Anyway, Anya, tell my listeners what you're doing right now, as far as like any
right
projects
now I'm
in
late
the works.
To pick up my
so
children.
Sorry, I'm so sorry. You can blame your Wi-Fi. And what's next for you, and where people can find you quickly.
People can find me on Instagram at Trebunskaya. You can find me on TikTok.
Oh,
on
girl,
Facebook.
You better work. I got to follow you on TikTok.
I don't do anything on TikTok, but I will. I still have my X account, which I don't really. So if you want to know more about me and what's going on, really, Instagram and Facebook.
You have a website?
More. I have a website. I have a dance studio.
What's your website?
I'll give my studio website, ycdstudio.com. Sure. How about that?
And we'll put all the info in the write-up here as well. Thank you, my love. Make sure you guys follow us at Sex, Lies, and Spray Tans on our Instagram handle. And make sure you comment. Let me know who you want me to interview. What do y'all think? Let me know.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between Lisa and West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is expertly crafted from natural latex, natural wool, and certified safe foams to elevate your sleep sanctuary and support a greener tomorrow. Plus, every purchase helps fuel Lisa's work with shelters and those in need. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Lisa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit lisa.com/iHeart. That's leesa.com/iHeart.